You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape and Space Coast Nursery. Phelps family, they own both of those businesses. They're licensed and insured. They're family business based in Brevard County. 20 years of experience in the landscaping business, and they have a full array of outdoor space enhancement services, which includes artificial turf installation, carefully designed putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation, installing and managing drains and downspouts. They can provide landscape lighting, water features, or landscape repair. They can do everything from design to implementation to maintenance, and they can transform your outdoor space into an area your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. Space Coast Nursery is up on North Courtney Parkway, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. 321-452-5565. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program. They do great work for us at our house and at the church, and they are precious to the body of Christ, and so they are available should you need anything in the landscaping industry anywhere throughout Brevard County. They go all throughout the county. So once again, their phone numbers are 321-749-1432 and 321-452-5565 for Space Coast Nursery. So sounds like I might need to pray that my voice holds up here through this program. So I apologize for clearing my throat when necessary, but let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, and we'll begin reading today in verse number 11. So Proverbs 4:11 says, "I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, and do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble." We're going to stop the reading there. So in verse number 11, Solomon writes, he says, "I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths." So I've said it a number of times here on the radio program that we are not just supposed to impart information in such a way that you push a button and a person's mouth puts out the things that you have put in. That's not the goal of wisdom. The goal of wisdom is to create such a thought process, such a heart for God and a heart for wisdom, that when you find yourself at a crossroads where you're having to make a decision, you will be able to discern the voice of God and the will of God. And even if you do not have a specific, you know, thus saith the Lord, you're going to be able to recognize the will and the plan of God for your life because of the way of wisdom that you have been taught. So you have to be able to figure it out beyond just a list. And so I heard a story not too long ago about a son and had a horrific injury and was having a very difficult task adjusting to life with the new restrictions that was placed upon him. He had lost his vision. He couldn't see. And the dad came in and said, okay, today, this is what I want you to accomplish. And at first the person said, I can't see. He said, I understand that, but this is what I want you to accomplish today. And there was a lot of grumbling and things like that. But throughout the day, the young man finally set out to accomplish the tasks that had been assigned to him. And knowing young people the way I know them, there's probably a lot of grumbling, a lot of mumbling, and doing it, but not happy about it. And the young man managed to get the task done throughout the day. But what he didn't know was that his father had never left his presence. And even though the father didn't speak to him, he had not set him up to fail. He had set him up to succeed. You see, God always walks the path of wisdom. And so as much as we try and build an exhaustive list of things to do and not to do, we're never going to get all of the possibilities confined down to a list. Some people have counted the many different varieties of ways you can order a burger at some of the fast food restaurants. And the number of options is way, way up there. And I'm sure most of them are ordered the same way. And if you're like me and you order it a different way, probably half the time you're going to get it the way you didn't order it anyway. But you and I, if we find ourselves with something new that is in our path, we're going to be able to identify whether that is going to put us on the path of foolishness or whether it's going to put us on the path of wisdom, because we've had that relational teaching that we just talked about in verse number 10, where we've learned to listen, we listen relationally, we were ready to receive the instruction, and we realize that this instruction is going to make our life last longer, and it's going to be less miserable. In fact, it's going to be abundant and jubilant because of the wisdom that we've been taught. So verse number 11 concludes by saying this: I have led you in right paths. So when I read that, I thought about some seasons in my life where I've had uncharted waters in front of me. There were things that I was going to be doing that I had never done before. And so that is always a little bit of an unnerving experience. So I think back to a roller coaster experience back when my kids were teenagers, and we'd gone to a theme park, and we were going to ride this one roller coaster. And, you know, normally there's a long line, and we get right up to the where we're going to be the next ones on the ride, and they shut the ride down because of the rain. And everybody tended to leave, and I said, we're just going to stay here and stick it out and see what happens. And it was only a couple of minutes, and then they said, okay, we're good to go again. They put us on the roller coaster. Now that we're the first ones on after this rain shut down, and we start to the incline, and you get the click, 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 click. And all of a sudden, as we are clicking our way up to the peak, it starts to rain. And never ridden the roller coaster before, but I have seen the roller coaster carts depart, and I've seen them come back again. I had seen people get on, and I had seen them get off. I know the way that roller coasters are designed. It is a track. It is a loop. It has things that go up and things that go down. And because I know that they're inspected and they're generally safe most of the time, I had every expectation that it was going to get me back to where I was supposed to be. But on the way up, it starts to rain, and then the clicking stopped and the speed started picking up. And if you see what is coming, you can prepare yourself. You can lean into it. But this time, the rain was coming down so hard that the only thing you could do was close your eyes. And so when I closed my eyes, I put a big old grin on my face, because I realized that the architect of the ride had been on that ride before me, that the person who constructed it had a purpose, had a plan. They created it for a thrill, and it was meant to be an enhancement, not a detriment. And so I realized that there were people that had already been down the right path before me, and so all I had to do was hold on and enjoy the ride. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom gives you the confidence that you are on the right path. And the right path is not the right path that is, you know, going to give you the biggest bank account. The right path is not the one that is necessarily going to make you the most popular. The right path is the one that's going to get you into the presence of Jesus. And I will say this, that you and I, once we know the nature of wisdom, even if it's not explicit, we have the responsibility to do the right thing, even if no one else does. So I was having a conversation with a person not too long ago. I had an event that I was scheduled to go to, and to be perfectly transparent, it was an event that meant a lot of priority items were going to be temporarily shifted. And the person I was having the conversation with said, why don't you not do that and do the things that you normally do? And my response was, doing the right thing is always the right thing, even when it's not convenient. And it was the right thing to do. And so I went ahead and did that. you and I, we don't just do the right things when people are watching. We do the right thing because we know God is watching. We do the right thing because we want to represent God well. Because you never know when someone may be watching you that you don't know is watching you. And whenever you stop to ponder that, it will cause you to be very deliberate in being a good follower of God in doing the right thing. So verse number 12 says, this is Proverbs 4:12. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. And so this is talking about a journey that is going to be successful. There are many times that we self-sabotage our own journey, where we put things in our path that are going to make the journey harder. We have things that end up being in our way that cause us to stumble. The way of wisdom says, let's clear the path. Let's get everything out of the way that would hold us back, that would create a problem. And so if you think about it, if you've ever watched a movie where there are two people who are chasing one another, or a television program, and there are two people chasing one another, one's being pursued and the other one is being chased. The person who is being pursued will take some time, and they will knock over trash cans. They'll put things in the other person's way because they're trying to make that chase much harder for the person that's running after them. Wisdom clears that path. Life is hard enough. We don't need to be making our own journey harder. And so look at the things in your life and allow the Word of God and the people of God. Going to church is about eternal life, but it is also this present life. And you would be amazed at the number of things that you can learn from other people that will cause you to remove some temptation from your life, because it's going to make your path easier. It's going to make your path more successful. And so I've seen people do things. I've seen people bear the consequences of them. And I looked at that and said, no, thank you. You know what that does? That removes that temptation out of my life. And it says, I don't want to be the source of that type of pain. And I don't need to make my life journey any harder. Life is hard on its own. Life without Jesus is even harder. Life that is an obstacle course is just way more challenging. Several years ago, we had a fun day at church. It was like kind of like a block party at the church. And we had this obstacle course, this inflatable obstacle course. We had a family in the church. They had three children, and all three of them wanted to race me. And the thing was, there's only two paths. So that meant I was going to be doing the obstacle course three times. And I think three times is all I did it that day, because it had just about wiped me out. And I was several years younger than I am now. And it was because there were obstacles in the way. You had to climb things and go over things and all sorts of stuff. It was a lot of fun, but it's not the way that you want to do life on a regular basis. So verse number 13 of Proverbs chapter 4 says, take firm hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. And that's referring to wisdom there. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we have a good, strong grip on the instruction that we have been given. And then don't let it go. Don't let it go for money. Don't let it go for popularity. Don't let it go for immorality. Don't let it go for anything that this world has to offer, because wisdom is priceless. Instruction will save you a multitude of heartache. And so Jesus had a mass abandonment event. And if I turn over real quick, I may be able to confirm the passage. I'm pretty sure it's in John chapter 6, where he is giving the multitudes that are following him a very difficult teaching. And he talks about that unless in John chapter 6, verse 53, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up. It was talking about communion. It was talking about covenant and the benefits of Jesus' broken body and his shed blood and having personal interaction with that. And verse number 60 says, therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? Drop down to verse number 66, and it says this, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Listen to what Peter's response is. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, where would we go? If you lose your grip on the Word of God, if you lose your grip on the teaching of the Word of God and the fellowship of the saints and the instruction that comes out of relationship, if we forget the things that we've learned just because we hit a difficult spot in the journey, if you let go of truth, what else is there? What else is there? If you let go of the only thing that is sustaining you, the only other option is falling and failure and injury or worse. I pray today that your grasp on Jesus and Jesus' grasp on you is firm and secure, because you don't want to ever let go of the truth of God. So verse number 14, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Instruction is not always about the things that we are to do. Sometimes it's the things that we are not supposed to do. So there are two approaches to constitutional law. One of them says, unless the Constitution authorizes me to do it, then I don't have the right to do it. The other option says, unless the Constitution forbids me from doing it, I can do it. Two different approaches. One of it looks at the Constitution as empowering, and the other one looks at it as a liberating or a restraining. And so let me tell you where I fall. I want to do the things that I am supposed to do. And so if I've been authorized to do that, I'm going to do that, but I don't have the liberty of creating my own sets of rules just because there are some things that aren't specifically prohibited. So we look at it and we see, you know what? I don't have a goal of doing evil. I have a goal to avoid evil. I want to live my life with the presence of God in mind and the house of God in mind instead of the house of wickedness. And so wisdom teaches you there are some things that you don't want to do. There are some people you don't want to hang around. You don't want to enter the path of the wicked. You don't want to travel on the same road. You want to get away from it as far as you can. You don't want to be associated with it. And so the scripture says bad company corrupts good character. And so you have to be very intentional about deciding who you are going to have in your life. That doesn't mean that you don't talk to people. It means there just may be some people that you don't do everything that they do. You realize that faith is the foundation that is going to sustain an individual. Faith should also be the thing that sustains a relationship, and you realize that without having that same grasp of wisdom and pursuing the path of doing the right thing, pretty soon if you're aligned with somebody that doesn't share that same thing, you're going to end up getting bit, figuratively speaking. You're going to face the music for things that they did, even if you didn't do it. So I want to encourage you today, take your journey in a way that will not cause you to be hindered or stumbled, and you will instead take firm hold of instruction because it'll lead you to life. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.